Yobi?
Yes, hi, LaShawn. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
How are you? How are you? Are you ready
Right,
for
quiet on the
me?
set.
I'm ready.
We going in 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, Yovie D. It's Craig here from The Whistler. Just want to say hello.
Yovi, I thank you so much for trusting me and for having so much passion.
Jovi D, what is good, girl? I just want to thank you so much for the shout out, no doubt. I appreciate you because you're great.
Hey, Yovie D. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us some love. That was awesome.
On which one? Shame or please don't date me?
Please don't take me. I'm curious.
Oh my goodness. I chose.
Positive vibes here. Congratulations with everything that you're doing. Just keep doing your thing. Keep being you. I love it.
It's mind-boggling in a sense because, yeah, that's just the power of technology.
One. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome to the Jovi T. How are you? How are you? This is your former TV broadcasting corporate employee doing podcasting. And this is a new edition that I have with a new guest. And he's the specialized, everybody has been talking about SEO, search engine optimization. But you know what? I'm not the expert. That's why I invited Eric. He's my guest. Eric, introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Eric Seropian, and I am the owner of a digital marketing agency called This Is My South Bay, which is located in the South Bay part of Los Angeles that I live in, that I work in, that I've grown up in, and that I'm passionate about.
You're listening to the YoVD Show, and we are going to be back right after this break. But listen, if you have been thinking for a while now about starting your own podcast, but would like a little help to get the ball rolling, then sign up today for a free consultation with none other than YoVD herself. She is here to help you start, create, and launch your very own media empire. What are you waiting for? Schedule your free consultation today. All the links are down below. Get this rolling and let your voice be heard.
My company name is This Is My South Bay.
Okay.
And we specialize in digital marketing and emphasis on search engine optimization.
Excellent, excellent. So let's just dive right in. So, like you say, what is search engine optimization? How we got here?
So, search engine optimization is, for instance, the big fish is Google. So, if you go onto Google and you search for something, generally on the search results, you have the top of the page, you have the paid advertisers, and then at the bottom of the page, you have paid advertisers. But in the middle of the search results page, you have what is called organic listings. Those listings are not paid for. Those are listings that Google thinks is a good match for the user and what they're looking for at that moment. And so that's where you want to be, getting that free traffic coming in from Google consistently. And that is something that you have to work towards and optimize towards and make sure that Google recognizes your website and all the things you're doing in order to be able to get ranked for those keywords that you want to get ranked for.
I've been hearing a lot about those ranking. So, how does your business help, doing the SEO? How does that work out? So, I already have my website, but I'm not getting more leads. This is where you come in.
This is where we come in. I have two different products that I offer. One is where we do a consulting basis, where we come in and there are people that want to do it on their own. They want to learn about it. They want to be involved in it. They're tired of paying money to companies to do this service, to do their digital marketing, and they're frustrated and they want someone to come in and almost mentor them. So
Gotcha.
I have clients where we get on maybe a half hour phone call a week or so, and we strategize and we look at reports and we look at different things. I give them homework to do. We have tasks for the week, the month, and we kind of meet probably about half an hour a week to go over things. It's almost like a business coach, but you're locked in on digital marketing and search engine optimization in particular.
I find that powerful, and I think that's why I brought you in, because this show is about, you know, understanding education and relearning, especially, you know, the whole World Wide Web, you know, became like a huge, I guess, directory. But then we have different ways that people can find what they're looking for, especially, you know, like you said, SEO can be national, global, locally. They what depending what who you're looking for, what you're looking for, right?
Exactly.
So doesn't mean necessarily when did make the decision, like, okay, when you make the decision, I'm like, this is what I want to do, this is what I like, you know, were you doing anything before SEO?
I used to be a jewelry store owner. We used to design jewelry and sell jewelry to jewelry stores across the country. And during the Great Recession, we had to rethink our marketing plan and our marketing strategy. And so while working full time, I started to educate myself on this thing called digital marketing.
Awesome.
And so
this is like around 2007, 2008. That's when things kind of get really difficult.
Yes. Yes. Mm. So I really took to search engine optimization. And as I learned more and understood more and practiced it on my own business, our sales grew, and we're able to get out of that that economy unscathed. Wow. And so while doing that, I started to kind of do some consulting for some friends and family around me. I took their websites and optimized it with great success. And at some point I decided, you know what, I can monetize this. I'd like to move on to this field. And I've been doing it ever since.
Excellent. Excellent. So how do you know what keywords to target, you know, depending what kind of business? You know, what kind of clients you have.
So what we do is when we're going to work with a client, first of all, we want to ask them their top 10 or so competitors. And then we want to know the top 10 or 20 keywords that they would love to rank for. And so we do a keyword research and analysis, and then we do a competitor research and analysis to see what the competitors are ranked for, and what, you know, there might be keywords that the competitors are ranked for that our client would love to rank for, but didn't think about it. And so we have the tools to look on the back end, you know, on the World Wide Web, everything is wide open. You can read what people are doing. If you know how to read it, if you have the tools to do it, you can see which keywords your competitors are ranked for, which keywords you're ranked for, how much traffic that keyword is getting on a monthly basis, etc. There's a lot of metrics that you can look at to make a decision. And so there are tools out there, and there are people like myself that can read those reports and put together a strategy.
What I like about having you in the show is, like, you have, you know, it's not only that you created this, but also you decided to consult and teach other people how to understand better their business. And I like that fact is you have your business called the Engine Optimization Academy.
Yes, the Orange County Search Engine Academy.
Awesome, awesome. So
that is not my business. That is a school that I teach SEO classes at.
Uh-huh.
So that's a school, that's an academy that I teach part-time search engine optimization courses.
Okay. Great. But then your business is definitely my South Bay, Los Angeles-based digital marketing agency. That's your business.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Is there anything that you would have liked to know, or, you know, there's always, so through all these consultations, do you see a pattern? Do you see something that is like you wish that other business owners, entrepreneurs could, you know, had a know about or have a grasp, a better grasp about the whole digital marketing?
As far as SEO goes, I feel like a lot of people are frustrated because I feel like the people that have embraced it and have solved it are doing well with their business. And then there's the second group that have tried different vendors and they've found people on Craigslist or overseas and whatever, and it just hasn't worked out. So I would suggest that they get a little bit educated on the subject so that when they're having a conversation about digital marketing, that they understand, you know, how to read the reports and what turns Google on and what turns Google off from a website and things like that, so that they're able to formulate a strategy in their mind with a strategist to move forward with their business. Because a lot of times what happens is, they just turn everything over to their marketer and they go about their business and then they have their personal life and so on. They don't have time for this, but they have to make a little bit of time to understand what the field is about, as opposed to, just throwing money at it or just avoiding it.
Or letting somebody else take over and then not understanding. I really appreciate your approach. So, okay, Eric, can you tell people where they can reach you out? I'm going to put it in the show notes, but you're more than welcome to, or unless you have any special offers to talk to the audience before we close out.
Sure. They could go to my website. It's thisismysouthbay.com. And if you go to the website there on the homepage, there's a book now button. You can book a 15-minute appointment, and we can talk about any questions you have on search engine optimization, how your website is ranked, how your competitors are doing, strategies, et cetera. Set aside all your questions and then set up the appointment, and then we can go over any SEO questions that your viewers might have.
Excellent, excellent. I thank you so much for your time. I like to bring different kind of guests into the show. So definitely you guys have to check out Eric. He definitely has a lot of information and a lot of knowledge. I really appreciate your time, and we are out. Thank you for this edition. I will see you next time.